Hello and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church Sermon Podcasts. On this podcast, you will hear the latest sermons taken from our weekly worship service. Our hope is that you will find joy and comfort in knowing the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. As I was working on this sermon for the heart, I thought of maybe doing something in a new vein. But it just didn't flow. Thank you. I'm here all day. We use the image of the heart a lot, don't we? And often we use the word heart to express how we feel. We use it to refer to our emotions. We might tell someone, "You broke my heart," meaning that we're emotionally crushed. You might say, "You're a heartless wench," although it wouldn't be nice, would it? At other times, you use the word heart to mean support. "I'm behind you with all my heart." Or, "His heart really wasn't in it." We might tell a heartwarming tale. We give a hearty handshake, which is energetic and robust and sincere. We might describe someone having a change of heart when they want to live life differently or when they're sorry about something. The Bible consistently and repeatedly says, however, the heart of every problem is always a problem of the heart. The Bible calls us to trust God. That's a response of the heart. The Bible calls us to hope in God's promises. That's a disposition of the heart. The Bible describes Christians as those who seek the Lord, which is the yearning of the heart. The Bible expects the godly to grieve over their sin, mourn the plight of the lost, lament over sickness and disease and death. All this is done with the heart. The Bible invites us to give thanks to the Lord and rejoice with singing, worship him with gladness, none of which can be done without the heart. And the Bible, above all things, calls us to love both God and our neighbor from the heart. The Bible uses the word heart 763 times. All Things New, that's our sermon series on select chapters from Ezekiel. And so far, we've rejoiced in God's gifts of a new shepherd and a new covenant, and today's gift is a new heart. The heart of every problem is always a problem of the heart. Think of that for a moment. That's true with family problems. It's true with financial problems. The heart of our problems here in the United States and in the world at the moment is not merely a COVID problem. It's not merely a Putin problem. The problem with our economy isn't merely a money flow problem. The problem with COVID was not merely a government response problem. It wasn't a Cold War socialist or communist China problem. In our neighborhoods, it is not a neighbor problem. It's a heart problem. The problems you face at work are not merely because of co-workers. The heart of all these problems are not part of a system, but rather your problem, a problem of the heart. The real problem isn't out there. The real problem is in here. The real problem is my heart. In the Bible, however, the word heart doesn't only mean our emotions, or only our support, or only taking a different way. Nor does heart mean the large, muscular, pumping organ in our chest that keeps our blood flowing. In all of its 763 uses, the Bible uses the word heart to mean our inner life. That includes emotions, thoughts, desires, thinking, that which makes us, us, that which drives us, in our daily life. So we hear in the psalm, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David isn't asking for two things here, a clean heart and a spirit that's right. Our heart and our spirit are the same thing. The heart sums up our entire life, the intellectual, the emotional, the spiritual part of who we are. No wonder the Bible teaches the heart of every problem is a problem of the heart. It's a problem of our inner life, of our spiritual life, of our emotional life, our intellectual life. It's the root cause. The truth becomes most evident in our text in Ezekiel 36, where the Lord tells Ezekiel to say that you have a heart of stone, O Israel. Heart of stone. Our heart is as hard as a rock. It's deader than a doornail. Our heart isn't taking the gospel that we know and believe and pumping it through us so that every detail of our lives is filled, breathing, acting, and living out our inner life and what we believe for the world to see. Somewhere there's a blockage. You would think that a heart, a Christian heart, that believes wholly in God above all things for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life would beat with the love of God in everything he or she does. But no, somewhere there's a blockage, a spiritually clogged artery. Every sin in your life or mine, whatever we do or whatever we fail to do, is directly related to a hard heart. By its very nature, our heart seeks to bypass God's word and continue pumping our sin-driven selfish plasma through our veins. It pumps to serve ourself, our flesh, fulfill our own desires first, follow our own priorities, and love ourselves. Take care of number one. Let's face it, when your heart is broken, it's because you don't get what you want. You give a heartfelt thanks because you do get what you want. You feel hearty and energetic when you are doing what you want to do. You don't want to have a heart of change of heart if you fulfill your heart's desires. We do what we want to our heart's content. Our heart resists change, especially to God's will over ours. It's as if we were in a rock band, defiantly singing along with the Rolling Stones, "You will never break, never break, never break, never break this heart of stone." Our heart is a heart of stone every time we resist taking a good look at ourselves and repenting of sin, or simply admitting that we were wrong in treating someone unjustly. Our heart of stone would rather make up excuses for our actions, defend our heart. And it's a heart of stone when it's clogged and cannot sacrifice self in showing God's love and mercy to the unknown stranger in need of that love and in need of that mercy. Our heart resists reformation. Change or repentance, because it is the only heart, the only life, the only source of life we naturally have in this world. As the heart goes, so do we. And if I change myself, then I'm not myself. And I certainly won't change for someone else. If I repent or acknowledge that I'm rotten to the core, we lose heart. We reject our natural self. And here's yet another way we use the word heart. You can say we're rotten to the core, because core means heart in Latin. But our heart does not only resist, it's incapable of change. It is unable to change, to cure itself, to regenerate itself. Our flesh and blood cannot walk to the beat of a different heart. Our heart condition can't be cured. The problem is much deeper, however. Even if you recognize your heart failure and desire to change, You soon realize that you are powerless against your heart. It's as Paul says and writes to the Romans in chapter 7, the evil that I do not want to do, I end up doing. It's a problem of the heart, even though I know what God desires. That's a heart of stone. All people, you and me, know that something is wrong with our intellectual, our emotional, and our spiritual life. No matter where we look, we cannot be of or find a pure heart. You can spend your whole life looking to redeem that heart of stone. Together with Neil Young, you can sing, "Keep on searching for that heart of gold." Because time is short, because you're growing old. But you will never find a donor who will be able to supply this new heart, because all humanity has the same heart of stone. You can't make for yourself alive to Jesus, and you can't make your cold, stony, lifeless heart beat with love any more than you can take a rock and make it live, no matter how hard you try, no matter how good you manage to be, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you come to church, no matter how much you sing praises, you can't cure our fundamental problem, because a heart of stone is what you were born with. But then listen to Ezekiel. Listen to God speaking in Ezekiel. I will take, he says in verse 24, I will sprinkle, I will cleanse, I will give, I will put, I will remove, I will put. We do nothing. Our Heavenly Father, the doctor, does everything. Seven times in these verses. But he doesn't repair our heart. He doesn't perform heart bypass surgery to install a temporary stent or pacemaker. If the old parts are still there, the problem does not go away, because sin's septicity persists. Lost and condemned creatures with hearts of stone, we need heart transplants. Like all things God does, he creates. And so, like King David, you cry, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, when Samuel chose young David to be Israel's king, God said, I have found in David a man after my own heart. Like King David, you think of yourself as devout or good or religious or following our Lord. And yet David, when he wrote this psalm, was after the prophet Nathan had approached him about his sin of committing adultery with Bathsheba. David can't change. David, supposedly a man after God's own heart, was not faithful. He was not loyal to God, although he thought he was. David can only confess, like King David, while feigning fidelity and loyalty for others to see our heart really beats with spiritual arrhythmia. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You might call yourself a believer, you might act like a believer, but unless God creates your heart anew, you will never be a believer. No exercise of good works can change your heart or strengthen your heart or wipe out your heart disease. David's cry is our cry. Paraphrasing Psalm 51, verse 24, if I could do something to please you, like sacrificing bulls, I would. But nothing my heart can do will redeem it. But a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Ezekiel says, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. A heart of flesh implies a heart that's alive, supple, sensitive, and responsive. A heart of flesh implies a tender heart towards Jesus and a tender heart towards people. Only from a new heart, a forgiven heart, a heart that's alive, can you confess Jesus Christ as Lord. And with that new heart, you live for God, showing mercy and love to those around you, becoming a servant to all for the sake of sharing Christ, to walk as Jesus did, as John writes in his first letter. Christ, our heart donor, the Son of God, the Son of Man, alone is found to be the true man after God's own heart. In obedience to God the Father, he loved perfectly, laying down his life so that you and I might live with a new heart, a forever beating heart. Are you searching for a heart of gold? Are you tired and repentant of your heart of stone? Do you want to live out your life with that new heart in mercy and love to others? He gives this new heart in mercy to both young and old. He has placed that heart in you when he forgave your sins, when you confess his name in faith. You are sealed with this new heart in baptism, and you receive his Spirit. Why then do we pray, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me"? Because you want to fuel that heart with God's word, daily repentance, to strengthen your relationship with him, to realize that your heart does not beat without him and without his love and without his mercy. You want your Lord to strengthen your heart into that same love that he had for brothers, prioritizing your lives to bring others to faith in him in a hopeless and heartless world is the heart of Christ. Transformed from rotten to the core, you want to be a Christian to the core. That's a Christian coram Deo, a Christian with the heart of God, risking life and limb to show his love to others. The heart of every problem is always the problem of the heart. During these extraordinary days, to survive, to thrive, you need a new heart. Please pray the psalm with me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let me again experience the joy of your deliverance. Sustain me by giving me a willing heart to obey. Amen. To know more about Jesus and our ministry at Grace Lutheran Church, please find us at www.gracealoneonline.org. You'll find additional sermon podcasts and your favorite podcast channel every week at www.gracealoneonline.org/sermons.